This is a Fiona Edgar and Radiant Creators, Astro and Intuitive, and just kind of news, current events for the week coming up. So since you are in charge of the Astro portion of this, I will pass it over to you, Fiona.
Yep. So let's just start with tomorrow. So tomorrow, Saturday, the 28th of March, we actually have a really nice Venus-Jupiter trine. So Venus is the planet of love, pleasure. And when she is in a harmonious relationship with Jupiter, everything just feels good. So tomorrow, the energy should be a little better. I don't know about you, Craig, but personally, I've been feeling a little stressed today. But
Yes, definitely. Today's been a little stressful, yes.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll be feeling better by tomorrow. Not that everything is going to melt away, but perhaps we can just put on a good movie or read a good book, switch everything off and just enjoy time with our partners. Tomorrow is a good day for relationships, obviously because of Venus. So the day after that, we are blessed with another positive aspect to Venus, and this time it's from Pluto. So again, that kind of intensifies things to the feelings that we have for our partners. It's good for all kinds of passionate things that you may want to do over the weekend with your partner. Then the moon goes into Gemini also on that day. So when the moon's in Gemini, we're kind of, we're doing a lot of research, we're reading a lot, we're listening to podcasts, anything that stimulates us on an intellectual level. So those couple of days are good. I think that the energy of this weekend should be fairly pleasant.
And for those that are, so we have those in relationships, and those who are single, I guess you would say, this is a good positive energy weekend for reading. Since we're all quarantined, it's a good time for watching movies, reading, gardening, just kind of getting into your own vibe too.
Yeah, absolutely. So just this weekend, try to switch off from everything that's going on, all of the stuff that's been happening in the media, and just focus on pleasure and be good to yourself and be good to your partner and spend this weekend with, if you can, with someone that loves you. So on Monday, the energy does change a bit, okay? So Mars enters Aquarius on Monday. Mars is the planet of war, conflict, aggression, kind of very masculine energies. And Aquarius is the sign of the rebel, the freedom fighter, but also kind of futuristic concepts and artificial intelligence and things like that. So the reason why this may be difficult to deal with is because on Tuesday, Mars makes a conjunction with Saturn. So Saturn is very much the planet of power, control, which we are seeing so much right now. I don't know about you, but I am completely terrified by the amount of control that the government has over us right now in such a short space of time. That scares me way more than the virus did.
I think most people that are, I'll call it conscious, are aware of right now for sure, where, because ultimately the virus is going to come and go, and then when it comes to the reality of the virus, well, my take on it recently has just been everybody's lying and they're not seeing past their own projections anyhow. So, mm-hmm. You know, and we'll definitely talk about that for sure, but since I feel like everyone's lying, everybody's stuck in their projections, stuck in their fear or stuck in their denial. It's just a place, it's a time right now where it's very hard to know what's going on. So I feel like I really can't, and I don't know what's going on with the virus. So since I really can't know anything about it at this time, all I'm sure of is that it will come and go, probably with a few humans that come and go with it. Some already have. But what I am certain of, like what you're saying, is that the empire, the governments, whatever you want to call them, the deep state, whatever term a person or terms a person wants to use, it is overboard. It is obvious. It's not even trying to cover. It's not even trying to spin a good angle on it. So that's what I think most people who are a bit conscious, aware, are realizing. They're going, damn, the virus is going to come and go like every virus does every year anyway. But man, this is what's going to, the legacy of control, that's what I'm worried about that we're going to see from this.
Yeah, I agree with you. And it's the fact that all of these kind of laws are being rushed through, and they're not going to remove those laws once the coronavirus has faded away, which it will. That's my concern. So yeah. So on Tuesday, I don't know, it's, with Mars conjunct Saturn, there may be more obvious control coming from the government. It's hard to predict exactly what will happen, but those 2 days may be difficult. The moon enters Cancer, the water sign of Cancer, on the same day of the 31st of March. So everyone feels a bit more emotional with the moon in Cancer. We tend to seek comfort. So if you're a comfort eater, you kind of tend to fall back into that. We feel more, it's easier to feel more emotional about silly things. We may be more moody because the moon changes, the moon changes so quickly, and it makes our moods unstable. So people may be crabby. And I don't know, Cancer can be a fearful sign, so there's always that to watch out for as well.
It centers around the family and, emotions and the family and the home, I believe. And so, this is definitely a time where, I think of Cancer, America as a Cancer country, ultimately. And mm-hmm. You look at that and go, it's kind of like the world's refrigerator. So we kind of feed everybody, try to take care of everybody. And that's just a feeling I get too, is that, this might be a time where a grandma invites you over for dinner, but maybe don't go. So that's just something to think about. You're going to want to take care of people, but do take into account your level of, distancing and self-quarantining, which it seems like everybody in the world is doing to some extent. And so, this could be, I could see people saying, hey, come over for dinner, or I want to take care of you, et cetera, but this is not a good time to be gathering, quite possibly.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, when the moon is in Cancer, we feel more that we want to gather, we want to be around our family members and our loved ones. But then with this Mars conjunct Saturn, so Saturn in Aquarius is all about social distancing. And, there's a very strong divide on that day between our needs and our limits. We just can't do the things that we want to do. And I think that's what's most frustrating about this, is that, even if you're the type of person who's introverted and you work from home anyway, like me, I mean, I've worked from home since 2013. You're very aware of the fact that even if you wanted to go somewhere right now, go to a restaurant or the cinema, you can't. Like, that has just been completely taken away from us. So that's difficult to deal with. On Thursday, the 2nd of April, the moon enters Leo. So personally, I always feel better as soon as there's that shift into Leo. Leo is a fire sign. It's creative, it's fun, it's enthusiastic, and it tends to be more positive than Cancer. So Cancer tends to feel more, they kind of err on the side of caution and they are more pessimistic. But Leo is very positive. So we should be feeling a bit better when Leo enters, say, the fourth or fifth degree of when the moon enters the fourth or fifth degree of Leo. because when it first enters Leo, it will be making an opposition to Saturn, so that's not really going to feel that good. So on Friday, the 3rd of April, Venus enters Gemini. So this is kind of a big deal because Venus is going retrograde in May. And it's going to feel a bit like an extended Mercury retrograde because Mercury is the ruler of Gemini. So that kind of vibe that we're feeling now, that's, I mean, this all started in Mercury retrograde. It still feels like we're there. So that energy is going to continue throughout May and into June with the Venus retrograde. So it will bring up the usual Venus retrograde issues like people from the past coming back, ex-lovers contact you, reflecting on your self-esteem and your self-worth. But health issues are going to be involved here, and also the economy, because Venus is connected to money.
And then how long does the Venus retrograde last? You mentioned that that's through like 3 months?
It lasts for 6 weeks.
Okay, Venus retrograde, 6 weeks. Okay, six weeks. And so that kind of, yeah, I mean, are we still in the shadow period of Mercury retrograde anyway, as this?
No, we're out of the shadow now.
Okay, good. So we're out of the Mercury retrograde shadow at least, and now we're going into a Venus retrograde for 6 weeks. But does the Venus retrograde usually feel as intense as a Mercury retrograde, or is it maybe a little less? I mean,
it's a little bit less. Here's the thing. I mean, you will feel it more intensely if it hits planets in your birth chart, okay? So you will only know that if you get a reading or if you look up your chart and what's going on there. If it conjuncts a planet in your birth chart, like your moon or something, you will feel it on an intense level. But Venus tends to rule over. Venus is only connected to our love lives, pleasure, and money. So it's not going to cover that, such a broad area as Mercury does, because Mercury is connected to communication. So that's something that we all use every day, all day.
Gotcha. And so, you know, Venus retro will be definitely health issues, or not that people have to be concerned. It's just matters of health, you know. And it's not a bad time to, you know, everybody, you should be taking your vitamin C. Not medical advice, of course, entertainment purposes only. We're two crazy people. Don't listen to us. Okay. But with that said, everyone should be taking their vitamins. That's a good thing to think about during, you know, Venus retro. Go and get your vitamin C in your echinacea, whatever your little battery is of vitamins you're taking at this time, whatever your practices are at this time. For sure, like we just started over here at Radiant Creators headquarters, getting back into some breath techniques for deep breathing. And so it's funny, people might even notice it, because you know, as we transit in and out of things, I always find that for me, the initial transit in is always when I really feel things. Oftentimes, the most, there's this shock. And then sometimes as it transits out. But I think that as we've been transiting into, you could say, like we're getting close to this Venus retrograde. Like I didn't know it was coming, but I've been sort of in Venus retrograde health overdrive recently. I've been cooking, you know, I mean, the kitchen's going crazy, and making sure we got all our vitamins, and you name it. So really, people may have seen this already start to show up in their own lives. And the economy, well, of course, the world is about the economy these days, at least, you know, America is. I mean, every country is, really. We're looking at, I mean, whatever coronavirus is, like we were saying, whatever that is, we do know the fallout that we're seeing. And definitely part of the fallout is definitely, global financial market, not only just kind of disaster, but also manipulation, you know, and none of us, at least myself, don't really know the truth of what's going on. There seems to be so many levels to it. And the past returning, well, that's always, interesting at best. I personally like my past to stay there. I don't like it showing up.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you've dealt with your past in a healthy way, then it won't return. You know, it's not all of us are going to hear from our exes or have to kind of go there again. So it will be different for each person. But it actually, Venus enters the shadow on the 10th of April. So we have a little while to go, yeah. But sensitive people that are sensitive to energy, they will be kind of picking up on that vibe already. I know that happens to me as well. But yeah, you're totally right. It's so hard to figure out what exactly is going on at the minute. It's just, so people have so many different theories. It's just, none of us can know for sure what is going on. So we might as well do our best to disengage, because it's not going to do us any good frantically going from one video or news article to the next. So we might as well just focus on the personal things and the positive things, do some meditation. And you and I were talking about this a couple of days ago. The energy was so still. It just felt like all of that like psychic noise just disappeared. But I feel it again today.
Yeah. Well, one thing I'll touch on with, you know, Venus retro as we move into other things is with the, you know, your past returning, of course, I made it sound a little bit, you know, scary or dismal, but ultimately, sometimes it's cool. Sometimes old friends show up. I mean, so it's not always, your past returning is not always negative. Sometimes it's very pleasant. Sometimes it's very fun. And so I don't want to make that sound like a negative thing. It can go either way. So I myself intend some cool past to show up, because I have tons of my past that is very cool. Tons of people I wouldn't mind, you know, hearing from again. But like you're saying, yeah, Thomas Sheridan did that video on stillness, I think he called it, and just talking about how you can feel, to me, it feels like it snowed, and right after it snows, and it's just this quiet, and everything is so smooth and perfect, and you go, wow, you can just feel this quiet, and that's how it's felt. You know, I'm feeling it kind of in two ways. Where there does appear to be, I call it, like we call it a fear signal. Like there's just this signal, and you can look at it, it can be coming from a lot of different levels. It can be like the news, it can be the mainstream media, it can be the alternative media, it can be, you name it. It can be, but it also just seems like literally, you know, what is a fear signal? Can it be broadcast like a radio wave? I feel like, with this whole situation that we're in, that regardless of, like we're saying, regardless of what the virus may be, definitely that, do you feel that literally as if there is a fear signal being broadcast?
Yeah, I do. That's exactly what it feels like. And you know what? I wasn't aware of it until like a couple of days ago, and Thomas made his video. And I felt so tranquil that day and just so peaceful, as if some kind of force had been lifted and was not, like, you know, trying to attack me. It feels like that force has been switched back on again, because it's sort of like you feel so filled with anxiety, which is normal given what we are going through right now. But this is something that has been happening, I would say, for about a year. There's like this frantic psychic noise. You can't switch it off, and it's hard to focus. It's hard to concentrate. So are they, like, do they have some way of switching that on and off? I'm not sure. I really don't know. But that's exactly what it felt like to me, was that someone had turned the switch off.
Yeah, and you mentioned you feel like it's been on for a year to some.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, something I'm noticing is that you can feel that fear signal. And something I'm finding is that individuals who have been working on, you know, connecting, let's say, you know, meditating, let's say deep breathing, whatever their, you know, and whatever their spiritual practice might be, whatever their Zen practice might be, ultimately it's pulling that consciousness into the body, into where the power is, and then focusing it there, you know. Deep breathing, meditation, whatever form it takes, you know, it could be, you know, drinking wine and reading spiritual books by the fire. It just depends on what a person's practice or practices are, but they pull them into themselves. And so they have this, you know, peace in the midst of hell, you could say. And so it feels like people who've been cultivating that probably for years, you know, however long they've been doing it, I would say we're kind of the lucky ones right now, because it's as if there's, with the quiet, all of a sudden I feel, here's one that's kind of out there, but I feel like I didn't realize how much fear, anxiety I walked around with all the time. And then all of a sudden, when it got quiet, when that psychic energy, when that fear signal got quiet, and I will admit, it's off and on. It definitely is. I feel it sometimes. I don't feel it sometimes. But I can't explain where suddenly I feel, even though everything is crazy, we're supposed to be fearful. It's like if you've cultivated that inner life, that focus, you really have an incredible advantage right now, because it seems like you can easier get into that place. And all of a sudden, when you're there, you know what I mean? Like, it's gotten easier to go inward. It's gotten easier to breathe, easier to meditate at times. And when that happens, I realize, wow, I did not realize I was carrying so much fear. And then, you know what I mean? It's like, I think for a sensitive individual, especially if you have cultivated that inner connection, this is a, have you found it to be a really insightful time?
Yeah, I have. I've been doing a lot of spiritual work. I've been doing some past life work. I've been meditating, and I've just been enjoying reading books and having the ability to focus, because this kind of interference signal that we've been talking about has, it's just made it hard to read. It's made it hard to kind of focus. So yes, it is going to be easier for those of us who already are used to meditating and kind of switching off. And when you go into that place, you're right, you can feel all of the tension dropping from your shoulders. And it's like every muscle in your body has been tense. It's not a good way to be. It's putting so much stress on the nervous system, on our minds. So yeah, all of us should probably take an hour every day, every morning to, you know, to focus on our breathing.
Yeah, and that's the thing. When we're feeling anxiety, that can be the hardest time to do it, but it's the most important time to do it. I know one thing that so many of us do is we go, I don't have time. I have to get back to being fearful. I can't. I have to obsess about this or that, you know, it's like, I'm busy. All right. And, you know, I got to get back to running in circles and freaking out, you know?
Yeah.
And so I don't have time to spare. And it's really important, especially in the morning or whenever a person can do it. You know, I find the mornings are great. You know, the evenings are great, twice a day, whatever. One's, you know, practice. And one thing we're finding here that's been very beneficial, and I'll link to it in the show notes, is the Wim Hof, you know, breathing method. And I did find, I like his work, and I found a nice 11-minute breathing exercise of his where he's talking, and it's nice and metered, it's timed, it's very good, where you're just breathing in deeply 30 times, somewhat quickly, holding that breath, and then letting it out, holding it. It's, once a person goes through it once, they'll get the hang of it. And then you can really, really remove the fear from the breathing, really, really remove the fear from the lungs and the body. And you can also, when you're doing it, you might experience that fear, that the actual purging of it. So it can be an emotional experience at times, for sure. But the more you do it, the more you get used to being oxygenated, and the better it feels. And you honestly, you get really high off it. I mean, you get really, wow, you're going to feel great. And so to me, that's, during this time of uncertainty, global uncertainty, seeing the empire cracking down, losing its mind, definitely, I think something that will help people deal with that is a little bit of discipline of let it just be 11 minutes a day breathing with Wim Hof or whatever your practice is. But something like just a little bit of discipline, I think, will really help to stay centered and connected to your signal and not the fear signal that's being broadcast. What are you, and you mentioned you have some practices you're doing to keep in inner signal and not fear signal.
You're totally right. It should be a daily part of our practices. So doing any kind of yogic breathing is really helpful if you do it first thing in the morning before you've had any breakfast or any coffee. I know that sounds, oh no, you can't function, but just try it. And it sets you up for the whole day. It creates like this shield of positive energy around you, and you won't sweat the small stuff. The big stuff won't be able to kind of knock you out of your center. So for sure, that's really good. I've just been doing some practices that I used to routinely. I used to routinely do past life work with myself because a lot of wounds that we carry, wounds or fears or phobias or re repeating situations that we find ourselves in, they actually have their roots in past lives. So if you do like some kind of past life work, like a meditation or, a self regression, it can be really, really helpful and very eye-opening as well.
Yes, because we can look at past lives for sure, specifically, of course, but also there's, ancestral stuff that you're carrying. I mean, which is just to do with your, I guess you could say your family line. You look at like your parents, your mom and your dad, and you look at that and go, well, what was their stuff, and then where did that come from? And you find that, we carry our ancestral trauma in our bone marrow, basically. You know what I mean? And so this is definitely a time to work on that, to be aware, because it's past life and also ancestral. What has your family been working on? Because, it can be very, I know myself, I don't want to carry my mom and dad's stuff. I always think it's an incredible accomplishment to break the trauma in your ancestry.
For sure. And you touch on an interesting point. We carry it, trauma or a family curse. It's carried within our DNA. So if we say, okay, I've noticed this pattern that it happened to me, it happened to my grandfather. Well, if you work on that, if you do some healing around that, then any children that you have, any descendants that you have, well, that will also be healed within them. So you're doing it for the good of the future generations within your family as well. And the past life work, is it metaphorical or is it really past lives? Even if it's just a metaphor, it's still healing.
Absolutely. And yeah, exactly. Whether it's real or metaphorical, I mean, myself, I think, yeah, it's real. But ultimately, you're going to know the truth of what gets found because you're going to feel it. You're going to know, So it's almost like wherever you can get the info that, wherever you can get a hold of that programming that's in your bone marrow, that's in your, etheric field, basically, you want to, wherever you can get it, I'll take it, so I can get rid of it if I don't like it, for sure. Well, so, I mentioned something else that Thomas Sheridan mentioned. I think it was one of his videos, since we're talking about Thomas a lot today. When we have this sudden quiet, are you seeing a renaissance? How are you seeing the the sudden quiet working for you and the people around you, because, you know, all of a sudden the world has changed and it feels like it's going to get better or worse. Don't really know, but definitely it's already changed. And so there's this quiet, and like there's actually a puzzle bank now. People are at home, you know? And so there's here in somewhere nearby, I forget where it was, but here in Phoenix, there's a puzzle bank, the first one of its kind, like a little hut where people put all their extra puzzles. People can go and like trade puzzles and get puzzles. So that didn't exist before. So it's like, and that's kind of creative. That's community. So it seems like we're on a new path all of a sudden, regardless of what the empire is trying to do, whatever their manipulative plans are. We have puzzle banks and we have people becoming more creative and pursuing their passions. It seems like through this situation, humanity will continue, of course, but we're going to be more human. You know, are you seeing stuff like that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's a scary time that we're in and there's a lot of uncertainty, but I think all of us, our hearts have been warmed simply from observing the reactions of people around us who really don't know what's going on themselves, but they're signing up to volunteer to help elderly people. They're making puzzle banks and they're just offering to be there for other people. So I think that's a really positive thing that's come out of this.
Yeah, it does seem like, how do you feel that the I call it the empire, one can call it deep state, this, that, whatever they want to call it. I just put a blanket term over it and call it empire, you know. How do you feel like they're doing? Because it seems to me like, oh yeah, they want their control, they want their new laws, they want all this stuff. But it seems like I'm not sure if the empire has total control of this, because humanity is in many ways, like I'm seeing around me, reacting in such a positive way. It's almost like more than fear, I'm seeing a tighter knit community and I'm seeing people become more discerning. I don't know. I mean, I see the worst in people and the best, but I'm seeing more best. It does seem that like maybe our empire, our control structure, either they got it wrong because they're dumb, which they are, or they've lost control. I don't know. How are you feeling about all that?
I feel that the empire has lost control. And I do feel that this virus, I don't know a lot about it. I'll be the first to say that I don't know where it came from. But I kind of get a feeling that it was released out of revenge. We've talked before about how Donald Trump is a total wild card. Say what you like about him, but I don't think that he's being controlled by the deep state. And they've tried to impeach him. They've tried this, they've tried that. And I think that they're starting to grasp at straws here. And I think that we have a real chance of throwing them off. I think that we are. I mean, look at the European Union, who, you know, they are the deep state, or they're controlled by the deep state. Where are they? What help have they been giving to their member countries? They've kind of disappeared. Italy has been asking for help from Russia, and they are part of the EU. So why aren't the EU helping them? So I think that maybe after all of this is done, maybe we will see more European countries leaving the European Union, I hope. So, yeah, I think that we are going to get our control back, but we're going to shake off the bad guys. But I think that it's going to get a bit weird before we manage to do that completely.
I think so. And yes, those who focused on their inner energy, you know, that heart center, who are feeling, I think right now, it is a time of, you know, for me, I know I find that, yes, sometimes I feel the quiet. And I feel that, wow, I realize how much fear I walk around with. It's almost like this little gift. I go, wow, now that it's not here, like I should be fearful, but I'm not. It's weird. So It seems like for the intuitive, for the sensitive person with that heart center, with that inner focus, awareness, that this is really a roller coaster. I mean, because this is one of the first times, this is the first time in my life, I think I realized that. Now I know there's going to be people who say that they know what's going on. I get it, and I mm-hmm. and bless them. I love them. But it's just that, how could a person really know? And I won't settle for, well, I've got insider knowledge, or oh, a cue drop, or oh, just quit with that bullshit. You know? It's like. Because for one thing about this, about like the Empire losing control, it's that, because it could have been, yes, of course, and you can feel that like vengeful energy to it. And of course, Trump is a wild card, and you know, the dark rulers of the planet, you know, don't put anything past them. And if you do, then you need to study history, because there's never been something horrible they haven't done. So. This would be small potatoes. You know what I mean? This is this mm-hmm. this is not a big deal to them. So it could be a war of sorts for sure. But
yeah.
But something that I notice is, like I was mentioning earlier, as far as knowing what's going on, I feel like everybody's lying. And as far as like all the news sources, like I guess it's, this is my first time in life where this really changes how I process things. It has, because you go, you know what? The world can take care of itself. I'm going in here. I'm going to work on, you know, my little business. I'm going to work on making money. I'm going to, you know, go walk down by the water. I'm going to just live, because, you know, to me, there's a great big change in perception when you realize, at least for myself, that I don't know what's going on. You know, mm-hmm. I really don't. It's I can conjecture, I can feel. You know, definitely if you have been working on that spiritual center, this is quite a roller coaster. You know, you're feeling like, oh my gosh, there's so much going on. You can feel the craziness out there. But I just feel like this is like one of the few times in life where I'd go, man, I don't know. I don't know what's happening. Because, you know, other than it's being used to control us, which the Empire always does, they're playing the same game they always play. But yeah, how are you dealing with like the daily or weekly, or however you might put it? Just not, at least for me, I'm just going to call it the not knowing. You might be more certain of some aspects of it. I mean, I have some certainty, but this is like, the whole damn world is affected, you know?
Yeah.
and for real, I don't know what this is. I really don't. And I don't have to know. And it's changing my perception of where I exist, what my perception is. It's really a wild time. Thank heavens we've been cultivating that inner focus. So how are you dealing with this roller coaster right now?
Yeah, I think that we need to be really careful about blindly following anyone who claims to know exactly what's going on, because they just don't. They have no clue. I think it's okay to say, I don't know. So from the beginning of this, I mean, with the Saturn-Pluto conjunction at the beginning of the year, I kind of knew that something big was going to happen that involved a lot of fear. But I also knew that fear is a very powerful weapon that has been used, you know, since the beginning of time to manipulate people. So, yeah, I've just been trying to disengage. And the thing about fear is a very powerful energy. Energy can be harnessed. You know, energy is what we use to make magic, to manifest things, and the elite can harness our energy. So, you know, all of these millions of people like throwing their energy, you know, at all of these scary news articles. Well, I won't be doing that. I'm just going to say, yeah, I don't know. And I'm going to get a book out. I'm going to read it. I'm going to watch a nice video. I'm going to meditate. And I think that's what everyone should do, because I don't know, this thing with the news is getting it's getting worse as time goes on. They completely contradict each other, and they just show you this really bleak world, and it's not. The world is full of beauty, so we need to appreciate that as well.
Yes, it really is a time of just appreciating life and also, starting new projects. Like, I think that it is something that Thomas Sheridan did mention in one of his videos, is that out from this, this quarantine, from the silence, the stillness, we're going to see a new renaissance, and I think that at least to me, that's a very positive thing people can focus on, is they can focus on their own internal renaissance and then see the renaissance around them. Because, like this project, like you and I doing this started during this time, so I think that a lot is coming from this. I'll just reference little Thomas again. There's books that are being written right now that people never had a chance to. There's music that's being written. There's so many things that people are beginning to do. Like, I worked in technology forever. I still do. And friends of mine who are now at home, they're being driven crazy by their kids. Yes, that's for sure. But also, they're working on neat little projects. They're doing things, and I'm seeing this. I'm seeing people doing all kinds of things that they just never got to before. So really, that's the thing about the Empire losing control. It's that it seems like humanity will continue. Humanity, of course, will continue, but more human. And so whatever its efforts are, humanity's becoming more human. The quarantine was a mistake.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, we talked about this the other day, but I think that people will look back on this time and they'll be like, oh, do you remember that, remember that early spring when we couldn't leave the house and we were at home all the time and, we didn't have to go to work and God, wasn't that a great time? They will look back on this and they will realize how much peace they had. And really, I know that this is a scary time and uncertain, but it's going to pass. Everything passes. This too will pass. So yes, there's loads of energy there right now that we can use to create things. Write it down. Did you want to ever start your own business? Well, this year it might not be possible, but next year, write down your ideas. Start writing your book. Make a podcast. Take up painting again. Just do something that you love that will nourish your soul. Because if everyone does that, this is going to turn this, it will halt. If there is something really sinister behind this, it's going to halt it. If everyone creates this positive energy, this negative stuff is not going to be able to exist.
No, it definitely is not. So I think you're really on it there. It's, we need to focus on that inner renaissance at this time, because, at least for me, I have no idea what's really going on, other than the standard, the Empire taking advantage of a bad situation, which they may have created, far as we know. But the inner renaissance is what defeats it. And it's funny, I really do believe that, there's been a explosion of memes. Like, when they dig up this civilization in the future, like we dig up old ones, they're gonna say they communicated in drawings and memes. They are,
Yes.
that's how they will learn about us, from our memes. They really will. And I think that every time somebody shares a funny meme on Facebook or text it to their friends or WeChats it or whatever, I think that really is the best, like, global vaccination for the virus, and also for what the Empire is doing. I think people often, will think I'm fearful and I want to do something. I want to do something. Well, share some memes and, maybe break out your record player and listen to some of those old records on vinyl that you haven't, and get those finger paints out and I mean, really, there's always something. I call it analog versus digital. Digital life's in front of a computer. Digital life is looking at your phone. Analog is finger paints. Analog is drawing. Analog is reading. Analog is a fireplace. You know, so really, it's like cultivate that inner renaissance where for everybody. And that's the thing is, I bet there's a lot of people who don't even know what that is. Well, go about finding it. You know?
Yeah. For yeah. sure. Yeah. And you know, laughter is the most powerful weapon against a curse or any form of negative energy. I mean, if someone curses you or if you're being bombarded like we suspect we are with, you know, this kind of negative force that's stopping us from enjoying our lives, the best way to break past that is to laugh. If someone cursed you and you just laugh about it, it will automatically lose its power. It's a very powerful weapon. So yeah, memes are totally the way to go, or put some comedy on and don't let this fear energy saturate you.
Yeah, definitely laugh. I mean, so this is a great time to, watch those movies that you haven't seen, like your old favorite movies. Like I watched, of all things, a movie last night, Demolition Man. Great movie. Wesley Snipes and Sylvester Stallone and Sandra Bullock. And it's just this over-the-top, crazy older movie. And it's funny because I was realizing how the world has changed so much so quickly. Like I'm thinking, you couldn't even make this movie today. It's too... It's so funny. It's too... the SJWs would lose their minds. So it's funny where... I'm just working on my own renaissance. Do some gardening, grow some stuff. If you're indoors, you know, do a windowsill. I don't know. Everyone has to find their own analog. Everyone has to find their own inner renaissance. And like you're saying, definitely laughter. And, you know, maybe a person doesn't Facebook that much. I understand if you don't. There's other things out there. Facebook is it is what it is. But, man... The memes right now are some of the best ever.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just over the charts. And so that's a place where you can definitely laugh, you know. But do you feel definitely like emotional swings during this time? Because I know for myself, at least I do. I in general stay okay or I'm happy. But wow, I do feel at times an emotional roller coasters. I think that cosmic, that psychic weather, the fear signal, etc., it can be turned up or turned down or be very turbulent. But sometimes, you know, I do need to take a moment, and that's when those breathing practices, you know, the meditation really are helpful, because I myself do feel overwhelmed at times from this, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I've noticed that the energy is even affecting animals right now. And animals, like all of us, are, you know, they're also feeling the astrology and, you know, what's going on in the skies. But when we talk about that kind of, you know, that thing that's projecting this fear energy onto us, well, I noticed that the dogs bark more, the neighborhood dogs are barking more. My cat doesn't really want to go outside, so... You know, it's definitely something is going on here, other than us just being affected by the media.
Oh, you know, it's actually very true. And that's one for us, if we want to be, you know, helpful during this time, is to be sensitive to those around us. Because, you know, I do love the compassion that I see. I see people being more human, helping each other while we're all social distancing in line. We're talking. Less people are on their phones. They're actually talking, which is weird. I'm like, we don't talk to each other. It's weird, you know? But now we are. And you see people, you know, really helping each other in stores. And I see something beautiful is there are a good number of stores, supermarket chains, etc., pharmacies. Costco is a big store here. Opening an hour early, certain days of the week or whatever, for the elderly only, you know. And that's like, oh, see, that's the thing. Humanity will continue more human. Maybe we should just keep doing that anyway, you know.
Yeah.
And now that the initial panic is over, we see a lot of, I think, a lot of realization of maybe you hurt other people when you were buying like all the damn toilet paper and stuff like that. And so, mm-hmm. you know, we're starting to see, I don't know, maybe humans grow up and be a little bit more of a community again. But I'm, like you mentioned the animals. Yeah. My cat just follows me around like all the time now. And in general, you know, she prefers to wake up in the morning, then wake me up, then eat, and then go to sleep, and then meow at lunchtime, and go back to sleep. Pretty much she has like a, you know, a 23 and a half hour sleeping schedule every day, you know? but recently it's like, no, she really wants to be where I'm at, you know, or where we're at. She wants to be there. And that's unlike her. So it's, I have this little shadow. And yeah, the dogs definitely are. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that because, you know, our pets need us more at this time. We should definitely pay attention to them because, you know, take your dog on a little bit longer of a walk, play some ball, do some stuff because, you know, that's where it'd be so hard to be a vet because a dog can't tell you where it hurts or how they're feeling. You know what I mean? And so our animals, you know, it's really our responsibility to know how they're feeling during this time and make sure that they, you know, are doing okay because, well, we wouldn't want them to be sad. And, you know, especially when we're stressed and the animals are acting weird, it's a very easy time to be like, stop that, you know, or just ignore them. But, oh, worst thing ever. We all have to get more human to get through this. That's, I think that really is the point of it all is, you know, stay human, become more human, meme like crazy, and laugh, and have an inner renaissance. Mm-hmm. And that's how we just, you know, I have a feeling that the Empire is already losing this one as they clamp down.
Yeah, I think so too. And, you know, what you describe there is very much the energy of Saturn in Aquarius. So Saturn has just entered Aquarius, and it's going to be transiting there for a while. And then it retrogrades back into Capricorn again. And in December, it enters Aquarius again for the next couple of years. So Saturn is the planet of karma and responsibility. And when it's in Aquarius, we do get that sense of, oh yeah, hang on a second. There's more people on the Earth than just me, and my actions also have consequences. And it's also about knowing when to step in to help other people. You know, like that elderly person next door who, throughout all of this madness, just can't get to the store to get their groceries. So, yeah, it's about having that humanity again that we seem to have lost in the modern age. So that's a very positive thing to come out of this crisis. Hello?
Sorry about that. Yeah, and if we don't want the Empire to win, that's definitely the thing to do because where I think Empire screwed up on this one, because they are dumb. I mean, they are. They might be damn evil and ruthless and capable of anything, but thank goodness the way the universe arranged it, they're dumb as crap. You know?
Yeah.
And the only way they get away with what they do is because evil gives them certain powers, worldly powers, like the world of Caesar, as they say. And it gives them unusually long lives. And don't they look like hell towards the end, like the last 1,000 years they're alive? God, they look awful, you know? So they live forever for a human, but when they're dead, it's annihilation. They know there is no soul for them. But they went, I don't care. You know, I'm evil. They had a dark heart, and they... And the evil forces said, hey, we'll make a deal. And they were like, I'm down. I'm totally down. I love it, you know. And so I never really feel sorry for them because I think it takes a dark heart to basically be one of them. You know, maybe evil, you know, evil's not using them. They basically just tuned to the frequency of evil and it gave them, you know, the gifts of the worldly gifts, you might say. But... Yeah, I think is where they may have messed up with this whole quarantine thing and the fear, like this whole thing that's happening, be it organic or be it planned, be it a bit of both. I think it got away from them, really. What's going to screw over the Empire is humans became more human. you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's fantastic. And also, hopefully we'll see an end to, you know, this ridiculous celebrity culture that we have been experiencing. I find it really interesting how so many famous people have tested positive for this virus. I mean, it's what, Tom Hanks, Prince Charles, you know, and a bunch of other like celebrities. So that's really weird.
I had a feeling about that. You know, with this, you know, if one follows the news, and I've kind of started to do my best just not to, past a little bit, it's that at first it was, we didn't know much of what was going on, and now there's like numbers, and me being like a technically minded person, I do like my numbers and such like that. And so, you know, there are out of countries like Italy and to some extent Iran and China, and I know some people don't trust the numbers out of some of those countries, and I totally understand. But the numbers that are coming out and are being corroborated, basically, if we look at, let's say, like numbers that came out of China, numbers that came out of Italy, we're finding that they correspond, that the age groups, different age groups, and the percent of the population in those age groups that gets it, or the percentage of that age group that gets it within the population, yeah, and then like the mortality rate, and then like how many have to be hospitalized and things like that. It does appear that like China's and Italy's kind of match. So we're starting, as time goes along, we're seeing numbers that corroborate. I know many people are distrustful, but when you start looking at different countries that are coming out with data and it matches, then we start to know something. One could say that is all orchestrated, and I totally hear that, but I think when you start getting at the country level, it's hard to coordinate that. And if they are, well, they're getting even better. Okay, so with that said, it does appear that if you're under 60 or 70, don't worry about it, you know?
Yeah.
And then what did we start hearing in the media when that data was coming out from countries? We start hearing, no, young people are getting it too. We're seeing them in the emergency rooms. We start seeing all this news about young people are getting it too now. And then, of course, even before then, celebrities are getting it, you know? And celebrities are doing their retarded videos from home, like not wearing makeup. I'm so brave during coronavirus. I'm showing you my real face. It's like, that was unpleasant, you know? And so it's just like, oh yeah, and Prince Charles, and I think Boris now has it, right? And so you're like, all of a sudden, it's like, it's almost like as it doesn't get traction, they find new avenues to ensure it gets traction, because you'll see the young people on the beach partying going, we don't care. And then they go, oh, wait a second. We have emergency rooms all across, you know, the country with dying young people. People just fall out really fast. And then you have, and it could be true, but that's the thing. I'm like, I see this stuff, but truly I don't. No. So it's funny. You see real numbers that I kind of trust because they're corroborated between countries that don't have an interest in one another. And you go, okay, so maybe there's some truth to these numbers. And then people start getting less fearful. And so they just get into the social engineering, the propaganda. Oh, now celebrities have it. Royalty has it. Every, you know, sports figures have it. Now the military has it. And, oh, young people are dying from it. And, you know, and this, because all these doctors said, and I'm like, well, who are these doctors? I don't know this person necessarily. I don't, this could totally be made up. I'm like, this is, in a way, it's a fun mental exercise. I think one of the, here's another one. Humans are going to come out of this more human, but also they're going to realize everybody is lying to them. And that's going to stick, I think. What do you think?
I think that's going to stick, and you know, possibly we may be getting another spiritual awakening through this, because you know, people are—it's like the part in the Truman Show where he's growing suspicious, starting to look around. I think that people are getting to that point; they're kind of being shoved into this. They can't avoid it now, so maybe this coronavirus is just what we needed in order to kind of push a few more people into becoming awake. I don't know, but there's always a spiritual reason for anything that happens, really. But the funny thing is that in I don't know what it was like where you are, but in December and November over here, a lot of people had a really bad flu that they could not shake, and they had it for weeks on end, and all of the symptoms, sounded like the coronavirus. So I think that it's been mingling and infecting people for a good few months now.
I think so. I mean, I know people who were recently, last few weeks or a month or 2 months who were really sick, and they just, well, they weren't worried about it. They went, yeah, this happens. But if they'd known it was the coronavirus, then they probably would have been freaking out, So exactly. Yeah, there's been some people here in this country that existed too, for sure. And no, I think we are seeing a spiritual awakening from this. And I think it's good that you mentioned that, because I think that one thing I do have certainty of is that at the core of this, what's going on, it's definitely a spiritual thing. It's a spiritual battle. And it really is. I mean, so oftentimes, as always, really, it's the forces of good versus the forces of evil. And I'm an old man. I'm old school, I guess. I'm 50 years old. I believe in good and evil. I know that kind of doesn't really resonate with some people, but I do. There is right and wrong and good and evil. So for me, the forces of evil and good, on a spiritual level, are at battle right now. There's something going on. And I think that is a, if one wants to find peace in the midst of all this, in this great big Truman Show, if we want to find peace, focus on that. Really. Do that breathing, do that meditating, and if you have to take something in there with you that you want to contemplate, what is this spiritual battle? What is it really about? What if all we're seeing is truly symptoms of something, much greater, really? And it's funny, we're talking about animals being scared. One of the little dogs came out here to the garage to visit me, who basically is he's too good for the garage. He would not come out here. It's dirty. He's a little, he doesn't do that. And so he came out to my little garage studio, and he's like, hold me, And he has in the in he's never done that before. He's never done that before.
Yeah, there is. I mean, I believe in good and evil as well, and I think that, we've been fighting this war for some time now, and yeah, I think that it's reaching a peak. And it's really starting to get serious. But it's we were this battle has been going on for too long. We need to kick their asses and get it done and move forward into a better, a better life and a better world.
Oh, I agree. Well, that might be a great line to wrap it up on. We need to kick their asses and get it done. This battle has been going on far too long. Yeah, and it is time for us to get serious. And for everybody who's listening and everybody who's here on the planet, you asked for it. You incarnated to be here during this time. So, put on your, go and sharpen your spiritual sword, basically your perception, and get in the fight. And ultimately, getting in the fight is, tending your garden, memeing, and meditating, and just listen to the show every week. We'll keep giving you tips, and definitely
Yeah,
check out
we
Thomas
will.
Sheridan and do some deep breathing, and boom.
Yeah, we should. We have to get Thomas on to have a chat with us w one of these weeks.
I
Because
think so.
we talk about him every week anyway.
Yeah, at least this week for sure. Definitely. He's definitely. Well, he actually, and I would recommend people who, during this time, if you don't follow Thomas Sheridan, I'll put in the show notes. He is a nonstop, irreverent meme poster, shit poster. I mean, he is on it. He will keep you laughing if you follow him on Facebook. And maybe he'll even get lucky and offend you a little bit. I'm sure he'd be very happy if you let him know that.
Yeah,
Yeah.
he's a solid guy, He's able to read through the lines. He's definitely worth following.
Definitely. And at this time, he's doing pretty regular YouTube videos and such like that. And they're very helpful. And he really does have insight that is nice. It's great when you can follow somebody who has insight a bit deeper than your own, you know, that really helps you see things from a perspective that you just did not see them. If for no other reason, then it can be part of, you know, you can put it in your neutral file and you can hold it for your consideration if it resonates, whatever, you know. Wow, well, Fiona, thank you for hanging out today. And this is on this end, this is Radiant Creators. Everything about the show is at radiantcreators.com. You can find it all there. Fiona, where can people find you?
People can look up my website. It's FionaEdgar.com, or you can find me on Facebook under my name, Fiona Edgar. So yeah, you just hit me up. I've got some videos on there. I've got some courses that you could do if you want to learn astrology, or you can get a reading. So yeah, thanks, Craig. It was really good fun, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.